T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm looking right now at Adam Gase, okay, who should be fired today. I mean, why are we wasting our time with this brutal head coach? Let's start with that. And I'm not even going to go with the owners, because we know the ownership is just completely inept, that they allowed this guy, to sell them a bill of goods that he was the quote-unquote quarterback whisperer. Boy, he did a lot of whispering to Sam Darnold last night. Luke Falk looked better in the loss to the Patriots than Darnold did yesterday. Sam Darnold last night looked like a high school quarterback playing in the NFL. That's what he looked like. Like he'd never seen a blitz before, and it was just unbelievable. But I gotta go with the coach first here, bro, because this team was, how are they not ready to play football, bro? Because they weren't ready to play football. Here they are, they're talking about a playoff game, and this is a game we got to win, and I know what an ass I am for betting them. What am I thinking about? And I don't want to hear anybody again tell me I should be positive, because you tell me, what the hell do I have to be positive about? Because I don't see it. What? But how this team was not prepared to play football last night is mind-boggling. And this game was over on the opening drive of the game. As the Patriots walk down the field, the Jets defer, so let's get our defense. Remember, C.J. Mosley's back. I don't know if anybody, was he seen last night? I don't know. I might have missed something. So let's get the defense out on the field, and Brady proceeds to march down the field like there was nobody else even on the field, nobody against him. They hit every third down. What, he hit 4 third downs on that first drive, bro?
Four,
I think there were 4 for 4 on third.
There was a missed tackle by Marcus May, too. Right, let's point right. that out on yeah, a third
right,
and
right,
10.
Right.
That was the worst one of it.
Right, right. So and it took almost 9 minutes for them to finally score the touchdown. And let's be honest, right at that moment, you could say whatever you want. The offense wasn't even on field yet, and you knew they weren't winning. You knew they were done.
No, you know what, though? There were 2 other things that happened after that.
Well, I mean, yes.
There were 2 other things.
Go with
things
the 2 other things. Before, you're not wrong, there's more than 2, but you're right.
There's like 170.
More than 2, but you
no,
know.
But the 2 things that made me kind of throw the remote away and say, oh, my God, we're going to waste our time for 3.5 hours. First of all, Ty Montgomery, who's going to be with us in 15
yes,
minutes.
And good for him that he's at. Well, he didn't do anything wrong last night.
No, in fact, he had a 32-yard
yep,
return.
Yep, nice
the
return.
The Jets are going to get
yep,
decent field
yep,
position.
All
but
right, wait.
Maybe the offense will respond. But wait, a legal blindside
oh
block. Jets start at their 8-yard
oh
line.
Oh, God.
And then, 2 plays later, the first of many. Our very first Sam Darnold interception.
Oh.
This one came with pressure from Jamie Collins.
Oh my McCourty God.
Sitting right there. Oh. And boom, the New England Patriots force turnover number 1. There'd be more where that came
right
from.
And they actually held them to a field goal there, the defense.
Yippity.
Stunningly.
Doo-dah.
And how about on the next drive? It's 10-0, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Demaryius Thomas, who all these, oh, he's so upset. Well, Belichick did me wrong. Oh, my God. I'll show him. Well, Sam, one of the only decent passes he threw all night, hits a wide-open Demaryius Thomas right in the hands on a 3rd down. What does he do? He drops the
dropped
ball.
Dropped it.
Of course.
Dropped it.
How could he not?
He's got a chance to stick it to his former team.
How could he not?
But think about this. Even though Sam throws the interception and Jamie Collins is getting to the quarterback, which is going to be the sign of the rest of the night, this defense only stopped New England because of a drop by Sony
yep,
Michel.
Right, that's right, too.
And then
yep.
on the next drive,
right,
they converted on a 4th and
did
6.
They did.
And 3 plays later, Trumaine Johnson is attempting,
oh,
if that's the word,
that
to defend Philip Dorsett, also known as Jerry Rice, and it's 17-0. So Sam's going to get the attention. He was awful. Adam Gase is going to get the attention. He was awful. But how about the defense,
yeah, no
Joe
question. No, I said it. The opening drive, sit right there. Yeah, bro, I mean, let's be honest. You pretty much knew the game was over then. I mean, it was a disgrace.
The Patriots had four drives to start the game, three touchdowns, yep. and the field goal, again, was short-circuited because of a rare Patriot mistake, a Michelle
yep.
drop.
Yep, yep.
So
yep.
this Patriot offense, which looks so flawed
they
and
did.
So mediocre, and the Jets are finally healthy. Oh, this is great.
Right. Yep, yep.
Three touchdowns, four possessions.
Yep.
That's how this game essentially started.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the quarterback, I mean, you know. Do we have a quarterback? I keep asking that question all the time. Well, God knows it didn't look like we had one last night, did it? Now, you got to be good. To me, that's the biggest concern of this game, bro, is that the quarterback looked like a deer in the headlights, like he never saw a blitz before, like he was completely ill-prepared. I mean, he really did. And this goes back to the great quarterback whisperer, okay? All right? And thanks again to Peyton Manning. Thank you, Peyton, again. I think Gaze is ready to buy you another cup of coffee or whatever. Maybe buy you a drink. Anyway. I mean, this quarterback looked like totally unprepared to play this football game.
He looked.
Right? Am I wrong?
He looked afraid.
Afraid.
And I'll tell you who should be fired this morning. Not quite Adam Gase yet, but you know who should be fired this morning? Whoever works for the New York Jets, and maybe it is Adam Gase, and agreed to have Sam Darnold, who's essentially still a rookie, okay? He's a baby.
Oh, my God.
To let this guy get mic'd up on a Monday night, and it just adds to the constant embarrassment we face as fans. Why can't we just suck in our own privacy like the Cincinnati Bengals do?
Thank you.
Like the Miami Dolphins do until Monday against the Steelers.
Right.
Why does the Jet stinking, the Jet awfulness, always have to appear on a grand stage?
Yep.
Whether it was the overhyped, over-talked about butt fumble, which I'm sick of hearing about,
of course,
or now something you and I and every Jet fan's going to have to live with for a long time, and that's the I see ghosts game.
Oh, God.
Because that's what it is.
I know.
How come they just can't suck quietly like the Bengals do?
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean by that?
This is a joke
nationally.
Of course. Of course it's a joke nationally. And the franchise is a joke. And the bottom line, and I've said it a million times, they are ineptly run. I hope that the Johnson brothers love the fact that at the end of this game last night, and it's pretty much the end of every game, at the end of this game last night, there's no Jet fan left in the building, and it's nothing but Patriot fans, all those fraud Patriot fans, by the way, that have been Patriot fans for like the last 15 years, and we won't even get into that, if that long. But anyway, loaded with nothing but Patriot fans there, screaming for their team. Is that what you want? Is that what Woody Johnson and Christopher Johnson, is that what you guys want for your football team? Are you happy about that? Because you really don't care who's in it. As long as they're paying for the tickets, you don't give a damn who's there, right? That your team is a laughing stock? That's what you want? Because that's what you are. You're a laughing stock. An absolute disgraceful laughing stock. And you hired this head coach, okay? A failed head coach who was fired in the division by Miami, and you couldn't wait to hire the guy. It was like Leon Hess with Richie Kotite. The Eagles fired a guy, and Hess can't wait to hire him. Like they're hiring Bill Walsh. What a disgrace. This guy's worse than Bowles. You think this guy's coaching the team 2 years from now, 3 years from now? He should be fired today. Yeah. I'd make Greg Williams the coach right now. Let him finish the year out. And then we'll see what kind of GM Joe Douglas is, if he can actually hire a guy. Because they need somebody right now, bro, to save this franchise. And I don't know who that is. Who is that guy?
They need somebody to save this quarterback.
Well, that's all part of it, isn't it?
And it's fair to ask, hey, what is Sam Darnold?
We don't know.
I don't know what we have. But I'll tell you this, and I'm not defending last night. He was abysmal last night. You said it best. It was like a high school quarterback.
That's what he looked like.
He was awful. It was one of the worst quarterback games we've ever seen.
Ever.
So there is no defense of Sam Darnold. But I'll say this, I'm getting rid of Adam Gase before I'm getting rid of Sam Darnold.
Of course.
You say of course. I say of course. Are you really confident?
No, I'm not.
This franchise is going to think?
Of course I'm not.
Because ask yourself this. Did Joe Douglas draft Sam Darnold?
No.
And is Joe Douglas buddies with Adam Gase?
It seems that way.
So ask yourself that again. Who are they going to believe in of these two?
Well.
I know who I believe in more.
Well, that's why it comes down to the owner, bro. And the ineptness that this franchise is because of the ownership. We had it for all these years with Leon Hess, all those years, and now we got it even worse with the Johnson brothers. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
The last night, And again, Sam deserves to be ripped, ridiculed, everything. Can this coach do something to protect him? Can he make any kind of adjustment he's not getting blitzkrieged every 5 seconds?
Oh my God.
The game plan in this, especially for an offensive genius like Adam Gase, was abysmal.
Yeah.
It was pathetic. And now the excuses, they're gone. I don't want to hear any more Adam Gase excuses. The ones we heard, Luke Falk, how could you blame him? Gee golly.
Yep.
And he was asked after the game, and I couldn't watch last night, so I listened this morning.
No, I couldn't.
Woke up this morning, and I said, I got to hear from this clown. I got to hear what he has to say.
What did he say?
And he was, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, we didn't do this. He was asked about pulling Sam Darnold, and he said he thought about it. Which he should have.
Of course.
He thought about it, but he figured, if we could make a couple of plays, it'd be something to build on going into next week. What sign did you have that anything was going to be built other than his casket in this game last night? What was going to be built? The Patriots weren't relenting. The only time they relented is when Belichick decided to take advantage of that clock loophole and basically declined two penalties in a row when he punted from the Jet 33.
Yep.
That was the only time where he said, all right, you know what? Let me take my foot off the gas here because the Jet offense is so inept, I may as well just give it back to them. May as well just hand it back to them. They'll turn it over again. So the idea that, maybe he can build on that. What the hell was he going to build on?
Yeah.
He had no shot in this game.
No shot. And they had absolutely no freaking shot. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, this franchise they're in the wilderness. And where are they? It's been 8 years in a row without the playoffs. They're obviously not making it this year. And this idea, this idea that because now the schedule gets so soft that the Jets are going to make this run. Well, you know what the Dolphins and the Redskins and the Giants are light years better than the Jets are, by the way. All these teams, the Bengals, all these crummy teams that the Jets are playing, you know what they're saying? Oh, well, you know what? We're playing the Jets.
As they should.
We can win this game. That's what they're saying. So this idea that the Jets are going to make this big run because the schedule lightens up now, you're delirious if you think that's happening.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. When Adam Gase was hired, you try to go back and look at what was said about him and what he did in Miami. Mm. And one of the critiques of Adam Gase is he is the opposite of a front runner in terms of when things go bad, Joe, they go really bad.
That's
exactly what we've seen here. The bad has been ultra bad. And the excuse has been, they're bad because of this. They're bad because of that. A good head coach, a capable head coach, they kind of eliminate the bad from becoming pathetic. And when things have gone bad for this coach and for this team, it's gotten worse than it could possibly go.
Sure.
And that's a bad sign for his future as the head coach of this team. And it was a bad sign when he was the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. This isn't anything new. This is not a first-time head coach that we need to be fair to. Okay, that's not who he is. This is not Coach Matt Rhule. This is not Cliff Kingsbury. And as much as you and I didn't want those guys,
I preferred them over Gase.
And so far, Kingsbury looks okay.
Right.
And Rhule's undefeated in college.
At Baylor. Yep. No, look, bro.
This was the last choice for a reason.
Yep. We wanted no part of this guy. We wanted Mike McCarthy. And this guy was sold again. The owner got sold a bill of goods. So much so that he actually let Gase win a power struggle. Not that McCagnan was great, but he actually let Gase win a power struggle to knock out the GM. How about that? After the GM had run the draft and after the GM had run the free agency. That's how inept this ownership is.
You know,
it's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. If they had lost the way the Giants had lost, or they had lost maybe the way I figured they would lose.
But the Giants showed up for the game.
They showed up.
The Giants gave them a game.
Right, they did. And they lost, the Patriots covered. But I think we came in the next day and said, Patriots are better.
Right.
And we would have been annoyed if the Jets lost. But what happened last night was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
Yep.
It's embarrassing when you go on Twitter. Thank God you don't have to. When I go on Twitter and I see all the non-football people, all the non-Jet fans, just everybody making jokes. They are the butt of jokes right now.
Yep.
Everybody's laughing. And if this game happens at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, no one, it's talked about, but not to the same extent. And that's what makes it worse. It's bad enough to be embarrassed by the Patriots. It's bad enough to be shut out 33-0. It's bad enough that Gase is inept, that the line was inept, that Darnold was inept. It's all bad enough. But then when you put it on a national stage and you attach Darnold being caught on mic saying, I'm seeing ghosts, everybody's laughing at him.
God.
They're laughing at us.
I'm seeing ghosts.
It's the I'm seeing ghosts game, Joe. That's what this is going to be known as.
Absolutely right. You're 100% right, bro.
And the key is for him and for this franchise is they can't let that define him. They can't let this define him. It is so unfair, but Mark Sanchez is defined by a butt fumble.
Yeah.
Whether I like it or you like it, that's what it is.
No, you're right. You're right.
They have got to find a way to get the taste of this atrocity out of their mouths, and they've got to change the narrative about this quarterback, or else he's going to be defined by this.
Well, they got to change. The first thing they got to do, bro, though, they got to find somebody that knows what he's doing that's running this team. I mean, that's number one. And they got to find a head coach that's a legitimate NFL head coach, because this guy is not. And Nate could, this guy, you think this guy's ever finding another job after the Jets fire him, whenever that's going to be? Because it's inevitable he's going to be gone sooner than later. Inevitable. Is Peyton Manning going to save his rear end then again and get him a job? I doubt it. Maybe he'll get another offensive coordinator job somewhere. You know? Maybe the Rutgers job. Rutgers job's over. Maybe he could go coach them, because that's basically what the Jets were. The Jets right now, last night, were Rutgers playing in the Big Ten. That's what they were. An inept, non-competitive, not ready to play football, that's what they were last night. There's no other way to say it. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of the apologies for this franchise, okay? Mm. And I can start naming names. I'm not. I won't. I'm not. But I'm dying to, but I'm not. I'm sick of the apologies for this franchise, whether they're show hosts, whether they're fans, whether they're guys that are doing the post-game show or whatever they're doing on radio. You know who I mean, the former linebacker. I can only imagine how he painted a rosy picture from this last night. I'm sick of all of it. I really am. When is it change with this franchise? When the hell is it going to change? When are they going to find some guy that actually knows what the hell he's doing running this franchise? Where is that guy? Who is that guy? I don't think it's Joe Douglas. I don't know, but I don't know. So far, I know about Joe Douglas. He got me Ryan Khalil and Demaryius Thomas. How's that so far?
Mm.
That's what I know. All right? What a freaking disgrace, bro. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And my good buddy, and I'm gonna mention my buddy Ira. Ira, did you call Butter last night and say, I've never been prouder of a team than I was last night? Was that what you said when you called Butter? And I'm sure you were the first call on that show. And I'm sure Buttle, we're only 1-5. Don't worry. There's 10 games to go. Don't worry. And look how the schedule lightens up. What a disgrace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.